The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR.
USA Radio News with Chris.
Destination, the nation's capital. Here's Sarah Jacobs.
The march to confront white supremacy started last week in Charlottesville in response to the deadly Unite the Right rally August 12th. The group is expected to reach the White House today. According to the group's website, they are marching, quote, to demand the removal from office of all officials who enable white supremacy, including President Trump. The marchers have been escorted by Virginia State Police during their entire journey.
We're on the radio and online at usaradio.com.
Allergies, pollen in the air, dogs in the house, mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour, use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
The Utah police detective who arrested a nurse in July for refusing to draw blood has now lost his part-time ambulance job. Lawyers for nurse Alex Wubbles released police body cam footage of her arrest. Salt Lake City Detective Jeff Payne, who was working part-time as a paramedic as well, is heard saying on the footage that he would punish the hospital by taking patients elsewhere. Payne has now been fired from his job with Gold Cross Ambulance. A police department review of the situation continues. Rattlesnake bites rising in parts of Arizona. One woman lucky to be alive after she was bit twice.
Molly Chinnick says she was walking home from a neighbor's house in Del Sur over the weekend when she felt something bite her. She says she immediately blacked out and remembers being totally numb when she started to wake up. Chinnick says she was stuck to her hospital bed for 3 days and given 5 vials of antivenom. Hospital officials say they've received more than 100 snake bite calls this year than the same time last year.
And there are reports Major League Baseball is investigating claims that the Boston Red Sox used an Apple Watch to steal signs from the New York Yankees recently. The Yankees filing a formal complaint against the Red Sox after GM Brian Cashman sent a video of what he claims was a Red Sox trainer looking at his Apple Watch and then sending information to players. There's no MLB policy against stealing signs, but it is against the rules to use an electronic device in the dugout. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
All right, today we're going to help you tackle and overcome those bad habits. We all have had some bad habits that we need to kick to the curb and some new habits that we maybe need to form. So later this hour, we're bringing on best-selling author Shannon Kaiser. She's the author of Adventures for Your Soul. And this lady, man, she's been all over. You've seen her in the Huffington Post magazine, Health magazine, in Vogue, and ABC. She's been named actually one of the top 100 women to watch in wellness. And today, she's going to be on with us right here on the Staying Young Show. So I'm curious, before we bring her on, to talk about habits that we've had to kick. I'll give one. Here's a bad habit I had that I had to kick. It was over-scheduling myself. I was the queen of putting too much stuff on my schedule to be in too many places at one time and to the point that I couldn't get it done. So I had to, like, I don't do anything that I'm committed to that's not on the calendar, and I refuse to overbook, and I won't book appointments exactly back-to-back like I always did before.
Oh, that's good.
What's your bad habit?
I would say my worst habit I'm still working on is snacking. I would have a good meal, and then it was almost like a habit I would snack later on. I think a lot of it was from taking in too many carbohydrates, so actively working on reducing that and cutting up my snacking habit.
I'm curious, because you grew up really poor. Do you think that growing up poor has anything to do with, you know, having abundance or having, you know, hey, if I want to eat chips, I can eat chips. I want to, you know, have a cookie of some sort or an apple or whatever?
Yeah, I think it was when I was growing up, we didn't have much in the house to snack on. So now there's such an abundance that it's much easier. But honestly, the worst thing there was my dad. My dad was the king of snacking.
So it's genetic.
I think I modeled myself after him, because he would snack, and when he would eat, he would, like, enjoy it. He'd almost be in euphoria that he was eating this.
Was he moaning in that Ukrainian moan?
I don't think he moaned, but he just would, like, savor it. He would roll it around in his mouth and savor it and feel how good it tasted. And
it's like
so
when you
on.
Say, don't buy any more cashews, honey. Just don't buy them. I'll eat them. Just don't buy them.
Yeah. Like, if it's not in the house, I won't eat it. I won't go get it. So that's something. What
All
about
right.
you, Mark?
You got one?
We can all think of a bunch of bad habits you have, but which one do you
Well, I failed favorite? To acknowledge any of them, so therefore I've done nothing to try to correct them.
Yeah. First of all, you got to acknowledge you got a bad habit, right?
Right. So until they're acknowledged, they're just there.
All right. So any habit that you kicked, maybe you had as a child and you kicked it?
Well, you haven't noticed this, but recently I've kicked the habit of leaving my dirty socks all over the house.
I have noticed
I've
that.
I've actually picked them up
I
and put them in the laundry
that.
Hamper. Yes. So I've done my bit for our house.
Now, if you just work on the underwear.
No, I don't leave underwear all over the house, but someone does leave shoes all over the house. I won't mention her name.
Yeah,
but,
I don't know who that is.
No.
All right, now, where do you think these bad habits come from? You think that the media is helping us with these bad habits? Because I think so. If you look at any magazine, they can make anything seem like you got to have it. You got to have it now, whether it's alcohol or it's, I would say tobacco, but I think they're not advertising tobacco. But they advertise these e-cigarettes. I mean, they advertise things that aren't good for you, but they make them look so good.
I think advertising is a big problem. You mentioned alcohol. There's no doubt that alcohol advertising induces people to drink and think there's nothing wrong with over-drinking. So I think there's a lot to that. But it goes beyond that. I mean, look at sodas. I mean, you know, a lot of these sports networks would be out of business without advertising from alcohol and sodas. And sodas are just pure sugar and so bad for people.
I agree with all those things. The interesting is our guest has a background in advertising, and so this may be one of those where she took some of the knowledge of what's effective in advertising that promotes people to have some of those bad habits and kind of did an introspection, said, how do you turn it on its ear and make it into where you can break those bad habits?
Yeah.
So she may have moved over from the dark side to the light side.
Right. I mean, the other thing is I think we do get bad habits from our parents. Although my parents smoked and I didn't, a lot of times my friends would smoke because their parents did smoke. In fact, some parents encouraged their kids as they became teenagers.
What is that about?
Well, it was okay to smoke. Well, it's just, you know, different points of view on that. So
I'm going to get on my high horse for just a second about parents and bad habits, right? I was so frustrated. I went into this. It was lunchtime, and I went to a lunchtime meeting in a restaurant, and at the bar is this woman sitting with her kid that's about 8 years old, and they're having a gay old time. The mom's having drinks, not just one, two drinks at lunch, and she's having these special virgin drinks made up for her daughter. I don't think you should ever make a very happy, great event be at a bar, you know, because then your kid's going to grow up, and then that's going to be, quote, their happy place. I remember when I used to go to the bar with mom.
Sure. I mean, it's like training your dog. I mean, it's a Pavlovian response, so... Yeah, they'll associate good times with the bar and maybe even alcohol down the line, and that could possibly lead to problems.
What do you think?
I'm sitting here thinking.
Do you think it's founded what I said? Because I really feel
I'm thinking, I was screwed up because, you know, Grandpa used to take me down to, you got to remember, this is rural Texas.
And, right.
You know, Grandpa used to go down to, you know, it wasn't called the bar, it was the Domino Hall. But it was basically a bar. But, you know, the old guys would be in there in the middle of the afternoon throwing dominoes or playing cards. And, you know, they'd have a beer or two out of center. So it wasn't a bar scene like what, you know, you think of a bar scene today. But, you know.
But it was buddies and alcohol.
Yeah, but it was also kind of the rites of passage. You had to be big enough to behave yourself. If you couldn't sit still, he wasn't going to have you embarrass him in front of all his friends. So, you know, you went in. He said, you sit there, and you sat down, and you kind of sat there for half an hour and realized, you know, it was like watching water boil. These old guys don't move fast. You know, that game's not moving along very quickly.
I got tickled. I was just thinking about something. I can't say it on the air, but... All right. So if you had to name the five bad health habits that patients have, let's just real quick go down them. I mean, obviously smoking.
Well, tobacco, smoking, dipping, et cetera, alcohol. Those are two bad habits.
Not getting enough sleep. How about that?
Not getting enough sleep, consuming too many carbohydrates.
Nutrition. Lack of physical activity. That's your top five.
There's your five. And, you know,
I think that was seven.
It's the same five. Well, nutrition, exercise, you know, tobacco, alcohol, sleep. There's your five.
Okay, that music means it's time for Doc Shock. That's the time we find something shocking in the news or we're shocked it made the news. So multiple sclerosis is an immune disease that causes individual immune systems to mistakenly attack myelin. It's a waxy coating on the nerve, so it basically attacks your nervous system. And without the myelin, nerves can't transmit those messages between the brain and the rest of the body. Researchers at the Mayo Clinic found that there is actually a probiotic, and it's Proventella histicola. Did I say it right? I hope so. I tell you what, these little gut bacteria sometimes are hard to say, but they suppress MS in mice. So in this study, it also increased when they took this probiotic, things like the T cells, which are your fighter cells. So all the good immune system stuff was pumped up and the bad stuff was turned down. And this is exciting. Even though it was done in mice, I can't wait to see what they find going forward when we're talking about immune diseases and such with probiotics.
Yeah, it's amazing how much everything goes back to microorganisms, bacteria, viruses. It seems like more and more we're finding the cause of so many things that are related to infectious agents.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, if you haven't already done so, go to stayyoungamerica.com. That's stayyoungamerica.com. That's our website. You're going to find lots of great stuff there. And follow us on Twitter at stayyoungmedia. Now, when we come back, we're going to have our special guest, best-selling author Shannon Kaiser. She's going to talk to us about her book, Adventures for the Soul, and what we can do about breaking those bad habits. If you got a bad habit, you need to know where it stems from. We're going to talk about it coming up.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hi, this is Judy Gammon with Executive Medicine of Texas. And if this sounds like you, you need to check out the world's leading non-invasive fat removal treatment. Cool Sculpting is an FDA-cleared medical procedure that freezes away unwanted fat for good without surgery or downtime. Call 1-800-910-3932 today for a free consultation. With Cool Sculpting, it's never been easier to transform your body. Call 800-910-3932 to schedule your free consultation. This is a limited time offer and it won't last long. Call 1-800-910-3932.
Results and patient experience may vary. While Cool Sculpting is safe, some rare side effects may occur. As with any medical procedure, only your Cool Sculpting provider can help you decide if Cool Sculpting is right for you. Our Cool Sculpting specialist can help you learn more about Cool Sculpting and what to expect.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
When it comes to your breasts, trust Solis Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results. Solis Mammography offers state-of-the-art 3D mammography, so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. When it comes to your mammo, go where I go. Solis Mammography. So call now and find a facility near you. 866-717-2551. Or go online at solismammo.com.
Rapp Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rapp Coin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hey, welcome back to the Staying Young Show. We are talking all about breaking bad habits and making good ones. We have a very special guest coming up with us, Shannon Kaiser. You've seen her all over the news, all over the major networks, and today she's right here on the Staying Young Show.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
This Immortal Minute is brought to you by Solus Mammography, exceptional service with exceptionally accurate results. So today's Immortal Minute, we're looking at something that is important to all of us. We sit around and we breathe air which has oxygen. So can your oxygen supply as a modulator of the aging process? Should you have less? Or should you have more oxygen? Dr. Gammon, what do you think?
Sounds like we should have more.
Unfortunately, more oxygen actually accelerates the aging process. And actually, the results show it's a mixed bag. If you send tissues into hypoxia, they kind of shut down and slow the aging process, but then they don't function. So to function, you have to have oxygen. But at that same time, the oxidizing process, you know, when we talk about oxides, superoxides, et cetera, you're going to get some of that cellular damage that accelerates it. So long and short of it, the jury's out. Whether we need more or less, we don't know.
We need the right amount.
I'm moving to altitude. Unfortunately, you know, you got the Okinawa guys, right? They live at sea level and they live a really long time.
Sure. So,
and then you've got the Tibetans that live up in the mountains and they live a really long time. So I don't know.
I don't know either. But I do know that we have an incredible guest coming up with us. She's appeared in the Huffington Post, Chicken Soup for the Soul, in Vogue, in ABC, and Women's Health. But she's right here with us today, Shannon Kaiser. Thank you, Shannon, for coming on. And we are so excited about this show because this is a topic that's near and dear to all of our hearts, you know, overcoming bad habits. And you've got an incredible book. So tell us about the book, but tell us about the story behind the story that made you write the book.
Oh, yeah. It's great to be here. So I wrote Adventures for Your Soul. It's actually 21 habits to transform your, really reach your limiting beliefs and overcome your fears. And several years ago, I actually went through that myself. I was in a different career. I wasn't doing what I'm doing today. And I hit rock bottom. I was climbing the corporate ladder. And my doctor diagnosed me with clinical depression. It really looked like I had it all together, but I was suffering on the inside. And when I hit rock bottom, my inner voice said, Shannon, follow your heart. And so what I did is I started to take the steps to move forward. And what I realized is I was actually depressed and feeling stuck and anxious, because I wasn't listening to my inner voice, because I was so stuck in my own fear.
Do you think it was because you were working so much? I mean, because we're all, like, overworked. I just was driving to the station. I heard a news report, and it was talking about how Americans are completely overworked. Do you feel like you fell in that cycle?
Absolutely, and I think we do this. I was overworked. I was overspending my money. I was overeating. I was over a lot of things in our life. And a lot of things in my own life, because I was sabotaging myself. And that's really where this book came about. I healed myself from depression and the addictions, and I pulled myself out of a dark place and found my purpose as a writer and a coach. And through this process, I started to identify the top limiting beliefs, the top ones. And it really boils down to 21 that are really stopping us from moving forward. And as I went into these, you know, it really became this powerful practice of learning how to heal the things that are stopping us so we can step into our full purpose.
Well, I have to tell you, when I got your book and I was kind of skimming through the table of contents, I was like, oh, my gosh. Oh, that's so true. Oh, that's so true. Oh, my. Yeah. I don't get a lot of books where I'm like, I want to read every chapter. But this was you nailed it, girl. I mean, you really did.
Yeah, thanks. And it's for some personal experience, but it's also in my coaching practice, there started to be some key things that popped up, like fear really blocks us. And that's what was blocking me when I was stuck in advertising. I felt overwhelmed with anxiety because I didn't know what I wanted to do. All I had worked my whole life was for that plan. So what happens when the plan you're living doesn't feel as good as you want? And that's when we have to go really honest with ourselves and go inward and say, okay, what is it I want? And so being honest with yourself is a really smart way to move through the fear as well.
Well, I want to do a roundtable here with Dr. Gammon and Dr. Anderson as well. And I'll start with Dr. Gammon. Why do you think people fall into bad habits like smoking or drinking or working too much or being on their phones or whatever the bad habit is? What do you think causes them to fall into that trap?
Yes, and this is an important question, because when we call them bad habits, that often what I've learned is it makes it feel even more be bad. And we beat up ourselves emotionally. Oh, I'm overeating. I didn't work out today, or I smoked another cigarette when I'm trying to quit. So when we can take our attention off it being bad, that removes the guilt and the self-doubt and the pain around it. And then we can learn to really heal it. And
yeah, you just have to look at it the positive way. I look at it and say, hey, look, I only smoked a pack a day instead of two. That's a good thing. I'm doing good. I'll put a good spin on it.
Well, back to Dr. Gammon. Why do you think – the question was, why do you think people fall into these bad habits? I mean, from your experience.
So I think there's a variety of reasons, but I think the reason they stay in the bad habits – you know, for example, take cigarette smoking. A lot of people's adolescents start it because it looks cool to them and then they get addicted to it. But in terms of breaking bad habits – I think it's a lack of self-awareness. They don't really look at themselves in an objective way. They don't look at consequences. And so they just continue the same old, same old.
What about you, Dr. Anderson? What do you think? Why people fall into these traps and they can't dig themselves out?
People like brown.
What?
They want to live in a brown world. They don't want to break out of that shell.
Uh-huh.
And they get into that, it's comfort zone and it's different shades of tan and brown, and I don't want to go out there and try something different.
All right. What does Shannon say? Shannon?
Yes. I think it comes back to our secondary gains, and I talk about this in my book, and Martha Beck also talks about this. The secondary gains are the subconscious reasons we do things to give us what we really need. For example, if someone's overeating a lot, what they may find is they're actually feeling secure with that food going into their body. There's something we're missing in our life, which leads us to turn to these habits that are really not helping us, but on a subconscious level, they give us what we need in the moment.
All right, you talk about breaking up with your issues. Just briefly explain what it means to break up with your issues.
Yes, we focus on these things that aren't going well in our life, and these problems become bigger problems. Breaking up with your issues is about saying, you know what, I'm going to be accountable and start to see what the lesson is here. Or why is this situation happening to me? Instead of feeling like it's happening to you, realize it's happening for you. It's for you to grow, for you to learn more, for you to move through it and heal the situation.
Okay, I'm gonna stop there because we're going to go to a break, but man, this is good stuff. I want to remind our listeners, you can always follow us on Twitter, at Stay Young Media. We're always posting out lots of stuff, health tips, links to the show, medical minutes, you name it, it's there. And also, Dr. Anderson, why don't you give a shout-out to the military?
We do. We appreciate our military. We appreciate them listening. We appreciate what they do to keep us safe every day and for their service.
That's right. We can check those downloads on the podcast, Staying Young Show 2.0, because once we air in your area, then we go to podcasts, and the military has their way of reaching us that way. We can bring them a little piece of home. Love, love, love that. Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk more with Shannon Kaiser and her book, great book, and we're going to talk about breaking those habits. So don't go away. Shannon Kaiser, Adventures for Your Soul, 21 Ways to Transform Your Habits and Reach Your Full Potential, coming up.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Many men and women are suffering from symptoms that are putting their quality of life in jeopardy, such as feeling run down and tired, moody, difficulty sleeping, weight gain, and reduced desire for intimacy. These problems are even putting many relationships in danger.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. Your body reduces important hormone production each year as we age. Hormones regulate things such as muscle strength and energy, mood, libido, weight gain, and mental clarity.
BioT uses a natural way for men and women to correct these problems by safely and accurately balancing hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated hormone pellets placed under the skin.
It's amazing that something this small can make such a big difference in how you look and feel.
The path to looking and feeling better can start now. Go to biotbalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you. BioT Natural Solution for a healthier, happier you. It's the right choice.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With a monster storm approaching the United States, Florida's governor's declared a state of emergency already there. And as Irma approaches, it's getting the attention of governors all the way up the eastern seaboard, including in Connecticut.
We know that a storm can strike at any moment and cause significant damages, as we have witnessed in Texas.
That's Governor Daniel Malloy yesterday visiting a special operations center that would be activated should the storm threaten his state. And Florida Governor Scott already asking the president to approve a pre-landfall emergency declaration for his state.
I've been told that President Trump has approved this declaration. This will free up much-needed federal funding and assistance as we prepare for Irma.
Category 5 Irma could affect Florida as early as this weekend. Earlier today, it blew across Barbuda, now headed for Puerto Rico. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. After 15 years on Wall Street, I founded the VRA in 2003, my daily investment newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. I tell you what to buy and when to sell and take profits, and I only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership. Simply go to VRAinsider.com. You also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. Join us now at VRAinsider.com.
Looking for the Fountain of Youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
All right, today's show is all about replacing bad habits and putting good goals in place of those. And, you know, if you don't know what's causing bad habits, the real root cause, not the, you know, why you're doing it, but the real reason you're doing it, then we're going to help you out with that because we have best-selling author Shannon Kaiser. She has a great book out, Adventures of the Soul, 21 Ways to Transform Your Habit and Reach Your Full Potential. Thank you, Shannon, for coming on the show with us.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Let's talk a little bit about the truth or dare with your inner child. You talk about this in the book, and I think it's a great concept.
Oh, yeah. So a lot of us feel stuck because we are looking for our purpose and passion. And you hear people say, follow your heart. And it's like, I don't even know what I want. But when we go to the concept of truth or dare, think about when you were a child. And this is a game a lot of us played. And you ask yourself, truth or dare? And so truth is about going inward and asking yourself, what is it I really like? What is it I love to do? When do I feel like my best self? And you start to get answers. And then you start to dare yourself to take action on those. So maybe you like to paint. And you say, I love to paint. Well, maybe I could go to the art store today. Dare yourself.
I think that's good, to get out of your comfort zone. Dr. Anderson talks a lot about getting out of your comfort zone.
You bet. Yeah, try new things. So, I mean, one of the things you talk about is competition in athletics, especially like in running. It's not always competing against, I tell them, I'm a slow white guy. I'm never going to win a race. So the only person I'm competing against is me, you know. And so I go out there, and the art I may do doesn't have to please anybody but me.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like I'm going to be, Picasso or fame or anything else. I do it for me.
That's right. So. You know, at Muhammad Ali's funeral, George Bush, I love this. He got up there and he said, we've got to stop comparing ourselves on our worst day to everyone else on their best day.
Yeah.
And I thought that was just so insightful.
Absolutely. I think the comparison really robs us of our joy. It knocks us out. And this is one of the habits. It's a full chapter in my book.
Yeah, kids don't know they suck. They're oblivious to it. You know, they think they're Pele at soccer. And it's like, you can't even kick the ball 15 feet. But you go, kid.
Well, right? We should all be more like kids.
You should. I'm not mocking it. But it's the thing. They don't know. They don't have the comparison. You know, and part of the problem is, as parents, we put the comparison on them. You're not as good as little Johnny. And then they're having to compete against that. Just let them go be kids.
So do we all think that parents induce some of these bad habits in us as we age?
I say yes. What do you say, Shannon?
I do. I think it's a combination. We're all doing the best we can with what we know, right? So it gets passed down from their parents and their parents. And we do the best we can until we know better. It's also society. It's also beliefs we pick up on the schoolyard, right? As children, people tell you you're not good. When I was a child, I used to draw pictures on the playground, and people laughed at me, so I felt like there was something wrong with me as a little artist.
Yeah, you've always heard that story about where the teacher says, oh, you're not a good writer, oh, you're not a this, or oh, you're not a that. And that gets like stuck in people's heads, and they believe it. There are some best-selling authors out there who were told by their English teachers they were terrible at writing.
Yeah, and we hear this, and I think it really comes back to learning how to believe in yourself and saying, you know what, I can choose to believe what they want and what they're saying, or I can choose to really know that I matter and I'm important. And that's really what this whole book is about, in the process of being true to yourself.
Yeah, well, Thomas Edison, and he was dyslexic, and he was fired from almost all his jobs, and they said he wouldn't amount to anything. Well, look at that. He did. So we all need to really, I think, hone in on the positive. And I love the way your book brings these 24 habits because, man, you read through it and it really speaks to the soul, which I'm glad you named it this, because you could have named it anything, but I think it's true. I mean, this book is really gets to the heart of things, the soul of each person, on how they can live a better and healthier life.
Yeah, thank you.
So what was the best advice you ever got?
I love the advice that I heard. My mom actually told me. She said, we learn the way on the way. You need to think about that. Some of us stop. We get paralyzed by fear, and we don't want to move forward on our dreams or our goals because we don't know how it's going to play out. We worry that we might make a mistake or how people will look at us. But each step you take reveals more of the process. And so when we step through that fear, we start to get more clarity, and we get exactly what we really need. And it's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
So don't you find that a lot of times people have hopes and dreams, but life gets in the way, whether it be family or work or fear of criticism? Don't you feel that happens a lot?
All the time, all the time. And I think that's why we learn the way on the way really comes into play, because it's not about reinventing your whole life, waking up tomorrow, or, you know, taking that huge action step. It's one small step at a time, because the truth is, when we allow ourselves to be happy, when we allow ourselves to go for what we want, we become a beautiful example for our children. We become a great example, and we also have more love for ourselves, which means we're there to be there, take care of others even more. So it's really a beautiful, starts with you.
So how do you recommend we get life out of the way so that we can pursue things that really make us happy?
There's a lot of ways to really look at it, and it all starts, I believe, in the mind, how we're looking at it. Because a lot of us, it's one thing after another. We're just trying to survive. We're just trying to make it through the day. And I know firsthand, because that's how I lived most of two whole decades. And I started to ask myself, is this really what I want for the bigger picture? And so when we get clear about, is this working for me? And you can start small. Say, what area of my life can I actually add more joy into? Because a lot of times we're on autopilot. And so it starts with joy. And where can I be more grateful for what is going well instead of focusing much on what's not working? So I would say those are two easy steps you could do even today.
Well, one thing that I suffer from, and I think Walter here suffers from the same thing, that's workaholism. And I've always struggled with that because I had workaholic parents. But I did something recently. I was away, and I was in 4 days of intense conferences. They were from 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. And I decided I was going to add one day to that trip, and I was going to go fishing with my cousin.
Yes.
And I had so much fun. We caught 10 fish.
That's awesome.
I cleaned my first fish. I filleted my first fish, and I ate it. But this was like...
The blooding of the child occurs late in life.
Yeah. But it was like such an incredible break that I came back with more energy. My brain's working great. I feel creative again.
Dr. Gammon's researching bass boats as we speak.
But do you think people need to do more of that?
You know, it's the bucket list thing. There can be things on there, and I do mine, and I revise it every year. And there's things that didn't get done that get moved off the list. and things that are new that get moved on the list. But I've always got kind of the, you know, top 10, 15 things. It's not just places to go, but it could be things like that, to go fish or, you know, go deep sea fishing. I mean, it was on my list at one point, and, you know, okay, great, did that. But, you know, go do something. Do push the outside boundaries limits. Or now, here recently, it's been, I say, listening to people, I mean, in other points of view. It's kind of been the new thing. It's taken me outside comfort zone.
Yeah, that's good. What about you, Dr. Gammon? Have you done anything to get outside your comfort zone to grow a little bit?
I'm trying to solve the Riemann hypothesis.
Yes, so you are.
I'm learning how much math I forgot between high school and college. So, but I'm determined to solve it.
Just for our listeners.
It's just going to take some time.
When I was
and it has been a challenge to the general public for how many years now?
About 175
but
years.
But he's going to solve it, I swear. When I called him from the conference, I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, working on this. I mean, he's like, I'm going to solve it. Like, you're doing that for fun? Different parts of the brain for different people, right?
Nope, that's good. But, you know, we had an anecdote. You talk about busy lives and stuff, and somebody had the advice. They said, you know, you're always going to be forced to juggle balls. And if you're juggling balls, enough balls, you're going to drop a few balls. But some of the balls are made of rubber, and some of the balls are made of glass. And so what you have to figure out is which balls are important that you keep up in the air and don't allow to hit the ground.
That's very profound, Mark.
That is very profound.
I'm very impressed.
That's good. I'm going to remember that
Mark
one.
Anderson, the philosopher. This is amazing.
Now you'll have a visual of
I'm
balls
so impressed.
In the air.
Yes.
No, I think that's good. That's really good. You know, I'm sad we lost our guest. Oh, well, we're going to go to break. All right, we're going to go to break, and don't forget, grab a pen, 844-WELL-100. That's 844-WELL-100. You're going to need it for the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day, your chance to win a free copy of Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show, and remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have circulation problems causing leg pain? Are your legs aching and painful enough to restrict your normal daily activities? Sometimes it's from varicose veins. Sometimes it's from clogged arteries, especially if you're a smoker or have diabetes. Either way, the doctors at Precision Vascular and Interventional can do a full evaluation and treat the problem. They specialize in minimally invasive treatments for complex vascular and vein disease. With Precision Vascular and Interventional, there's no surgery, no scars, less pain, and shorter recovery time. Treatment is safely performed in an office or outpatient setting. It's even covered by most insurance. Don't suffer another day with leg pain. Get your life back. Call Precision Vascular and Interventional today for an appointment. Call 214-382-3200. That's 214-382-3200. Visit online at precisionvir.com.
Many men and women are feeling tired, moody, having difficulty sleeping, gaining weight, and have no desire for intimacy or exercise.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. These symptoms can be caused by reduced levels of hormones that occur as we age.
BioT offers a natural solution for men and women to safely and accurately balance hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated pellets. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young radio show. Be sure to visit stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, this whole hour's been about finding life again and getting through our habits, our bad habits, and setting new goals and really embracing who we are, what we are, and getting on with good stuff in our life. And if you missed it, you can always catch the replay, Staying Young Show 2.0, which goes to podcast after we air in your area.
It's time for Stump the Doctor.
Okay, instead of Medical Mania Trivia, I decided I was going to test the doctors, both Dr. Gam and Dr. Anderson. Are you ready for this?
Ready.
Okay.
The prize is a day off.
All right.
Now you're talking.
Okay, Dr. Anderson, who listens with half their brain, men or women? Wait, why did I give you this one? Half their brain.
Well, even if it's not the right answer, I'll find proof. Women.
What? No. Terrible. No, it's men. They only listen with the left side of their brain. Women listen with both sides of their brain.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Very funny. Okay, Dr. Gammon, you ready?
Okay.
What percentage of your oxygen and caloric intake is used by the brain? 5, 17, or 20?
20.
Very good. Did you guess, or you just kind of knew?
Well, I just knew it would be the highest number.
Dr. Anderson, what is
not
the...
Not men, because they're only using half their brain, so theirs is 10.
10, I agree.
Right, you weren't specific in your question. It did not give the gender of the person.
All right. Dr. Anderson, what's the hardest bone in the body? No.
Yeah.
Don't go there. What's the hardest bone in the body of male and females?
Oh, if you include both sexes, then that would exclude that bone. Femur.
No. Wrong. It's the jawbone. I would think it's the femur, right? That makes sense, but it actually is the jawbone.
I always thought it was the tibia, because the tibia ultimately supports the entire body.
Apparently it's the jawbone. I think about it. I guess that's why you can crush like hard things in your mouth.
I want sources on these questions, because I'm going to research it.
You're going to argue them?
Uh-huh.
How many muscles in the body, Dr. Gammon? 100? 235? Or... 600 or more.
Why don't you just toss him softballs with these multiple choices?
Why don't you get it wrong? Oh, am I giving him too many multiple choices?
Okay, I'll say 600.
Yes.
Ironically, I'll tell you this, and this will get Dr. Aaron. So I pulled out my old color atlas of anatomy, you know, from medical school, right? And it happened to flip open to the head and the neck, which is, you know, one of the most complex areas of the body. And you start going in the styloglossal muscle and the hyoglossal, and I was like, you know, and they're all highlighted. So I was like, wow.
I used to know that.
At one point, I had to memorize all this stuff. And on the one picture, there's like 30 muscles just, you know, being open and delayed. I was like, good thing I don't have to know them all today.
So I'm curious, since we went to different medical schools, I had in first year, after the first semester, we had a gross anatomy exam, and you'd walk into the gross lab, and they'd have little flags in all these different muscles. On the bodies, and you have to go around and write what the muscles were. Did you have to do that?
Yeah. So we still did the, the real dissection.
Right.
And then the lab, usually they're the PhD guys that were doing their PhD work in anatomy, would set up the test. And not just muscles, but they'd have the arteries and the nerves and, you know, numbers on the little flags and markers. And then you'd have to identify them. Sometimes they ask what the function is or what the origin was, or it would have a question attached to it. But where I went in University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, they had a beautiful anatomy lab that was up on the top floor of the building, had glass ceilings because when it was built, they had no electricity. Back in the 1870s. And so, you know, it was a gorgeous gross anatomy lab that had been used for 100 plus years at that point.
Wow. Inspiring.
You wonder if it's haunted, right?
No.
Could be. I'm just saying.
Ironically, they don't do that these days. I mean, they do it. It's computer simulation and stuff because getting the bodies is a lot harder than it used to be. Yeah.
Yeah, but on computer simulation, you can't really, like, feel the textures, notice the texture.
Oh, that's true.
I don't think it's as good.
It's not, but, you know, they've had to make accommodations for modern life. Yeah.
All right. So, are you ready, Dr. Anderson?
Is this my save me question that at least I can not go down in flames?
Yeah, I think you'll know this one.
All right.
Can a newborn baby cry real tears, like first day out of the chute?
Yes.
No.
What?
Not until they're three weeks to 6 weeks old. The tear ducts don't open yet. I know.
Who knew?
You didn't know that either, right?
Well, I was going to say no just because it seems so obvious
to
say yes.
I can't even complain because mine was 50-50. At least yours were – you had a 1 in 3 chance of getting it right. And she bettered my odds and I still screwed it up.
Yeah, I think it was fixed. I had the easy question.
You know what? I think everyone who plays Medical Mania Trivia or plays along at home
feels
right now,
a lot better.
They're feeling really good.
Yeah.
They're definitely feeling a lot better. All right, let's go back to goals real quick because I want to wrap that back up into health. What would you say is the number one bad habit you see patients having that leads to disease or destruction?
Well, myself, I think the number one in 2017 is carbohydrate intake, I think by far. And it's the hardest to break. Well, I shouldn't say the hardest. I mean, alcohol and tobacco are very hard, but I really think the carbohydrate intake and the obesity and diabetes and hypertension and metabolic syndrome, to me, that's the biggest, hardest habit to break. Mark, what do you think?
I will go one before that probably precipitates some of the other, quote, bad habits.
And, what is that?
Well, it's a sense of, you know, self-importance or, the world's going to stop if I don't do this, and it's high stress. And, you know, my kids, it's like, your kids are probably going to turn out the way they're going to turn out, irregardless of what you do or whatever, you know. And it's that self-important that we bring on ourselves, not in an egocentric type way,
right.
Just that, you know, if we don't do it or not involved in it, it's not going to be done right. And if you can divorce yourself from that and realize that, stuff's going to happen one way or the other, then those stress levels come down. Your need to eat the carbs, smoke the cigarettes, drink the booze,
it all
whatever,
goes away, right?
Kind of decreases. You can kind of have a little peace.
All right. You know what mine is? It's computers and phones and all the electronics. I think that they're robbing us of being present and getting up and moving around. So that would be my number one. If you want to live longer and healthier, break this habit.
It's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender swooped into the control room with his cape with his double D on it. And this Dementia Defender is brought to you by Smart New You and Dr. Charles Powell. If you have sleep apnea and you're ready to ditch your CPAP machine, give Charlie a call at 214-524-6333. That's 214-524-6333. Here's this week's riddle, Judy.
Okay.
A little girl kicks a soccer ball. It goes 10 feet and comes right back to her. How's this possible?
And there's no other person involved?
No other person. A little girl kicks a soccer ball. It goes 10 feet and comes right back to her. How's this possible? Mm-hmm. Send in your answer.
Okay, call us at 844-WELL-100. That's toll-free, 844-WELL-100. Or you can go on stayyoungamerica.com and fill out the Dementia Defender answer. And here's the deal. We need to know who you are, where to send the book, and leave your phone number in case we don't understand your address. And we'll send you out a free copy of the award-winning book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. And if, in chance, you don't get it right, you get a postcard from me saying thanks for playing. And you want to tell our listeners, you want to tell them about the survey?
Yes. Call in, fill in our survey. Go to stayyoungamerica.com. And it's just about 5 questions. We would greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, it's all about demographics. Nobody's going to contact you. We just track our demographics so we can stay on in your area because we love coming to you right there on your station.
That's it for today's episode of The Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh, yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Everyone knows the proper way to start your day is with a long, hot, luxurious shower. That's why we've created ProperSoap.com. We're called Proper because we're properly pure and natural, with no parabens, dyes, or harsh chemicals. 100% pure vegetable soap. We use rich shea butter and olive oil to moisturize naturally. And best of all, we think it's proper to give back. So when you shop ProperSoap.com, you're